Well, let's talk a little bit about management of patients with the tools that we already have. And maybe to do that, we can, go through some of these cases that you brought in here today, beginning with the 55-year-old lady. Can you talk about what happened with her?
Basically, this is a patient in fairly good state of health who had a tumor that was staged as a T3 based on endoscopic ultrasound and was deemed to be potentially resectable. And as you know, the standard of care for resectable pancreatic cancer is still to do surgery first, followed by adjuvant therapy. So this patient was taken to the operating room, and the pathology report confirmed basically a T3 N2 disease. There is a new AJCC classification for pancreatic cancer where if you have more than three positive lymph nodes in the specimen, you're categorized as an N2 disease. This is something new. We used to have just N positive disease. Anyway, overall, this is an aggressive type of pancreatic tumor. After surgery, she recovered actually quite well, and that's really the key. How is your post-operative recovery? Are you able to offer the patient adjuvant chemotherapy? Because some patients that have complications from surgery or have a really frail status may not be amenable to receive adjuvant therapy. This patient actually recovered well. Her post-operative CA19-9 returned to normal range. And the question really was, what type of adjuvant therapy would you offer such a patient?
When did she present? When did you make this decision? How long ago?
This was actually after ASCO 2018.
So this is a patient you just saw recently. Before you get into how you thought through treatment options, could you just go back a little bit and talk about exactly how she presented, how it was discovered that she had pancreatic cancer, where it was, and what kind of surgical procedure she had done?
Right. So the patient presented with some non-specific back pain. As a matter of fact, it was like mid-thoracic back pain and a little bit of indigestion, mild nausea, almost like acid reflux types of symptoms. And then didn't really pay attention much to that. She received, as usual, it happens in pancreatic cancer patients are initially thought to have acid reflux or dyspepsia. They're given a proton pump inhibitor. Things don't get better. One day she became actually jaundiced. Noticed that her skin was yellow and ended up going to a local emergency room where the CT scan showed a pancreatic head mass. So from there on, even when patients have jaundice, sometimes we end up doing a biliary stenting, to relieve the blockage. But if you can offer the patient a quick surgical procedure and operation, it's not always necessary to even do the biliary stent placement. So she was taken to the operating room and underwent pylorus preserving pancreatic or duodenectomy, also called the Whipple operation.
Did she have a biopsy prior to surgery?
She did have a biopsy which confirmed a pancreatic adenocarcinoma.
And you talked about the fact that she, I mean, she's a young person, recovered well from the surgery. What's the spectrum of what you see post-op in people who've had pancreatic surgery? How does it vary based on the procedure? How does it vary based on age?
Absolutely. So I think that always a young person has an easier time recovering from surgery comparing with an 80-year-old, let's say. Our average post-operation hospitalization course, it's approximately 5 days. So many people are able to actually get out of the hospital within a week after a Whipple. Now, having said that, sometimes there can be fistulas that form or an infection or a bleed, and there are an exceptionally rare patient population, maybe 10% or less, that have a hospital course that could be 2, 3 weeks long, and then they may take up to 2 months to recover post-surgery. But in my experience, in good hands, and that's why it's very important to recommend that these kind of operations are done really in centers of excellence, in tertiary care centers, where surgeons have good expertise and low complication rates after operations. Most of the time, patients recover enough within 1 month to about 6 weeks to be able to start adjuvant therapy. There are, again, the exceptions from the rule that may take 2 months, 3 months, but it's considered that even if you delay that adjuvant start of treatment up to 3 months from surgery, people still derive benefit. Having said that, in my experience, in my hospital, probably less than 10% of people have complications enough that they will not be candidates for adjuvant therapy. In In the real world, though, what we learn from many publications is that maybe half of our patients that have surgery for pancreatic cancer do not recover well enough and they are not candidates for adjuvant chemo. So I think that the spectrum is quite large of what we see in academic centers versus what we may see in the community.
So I want to cone down a little bit on your conversation that you had with this patient. But before I do, I'm just kind of curious about her, what her life situation was. Did she have a family? What kind of work she did? And what her attitude was about the cancer and the potential for adjuvant therapy?
The patient was, she's actually an engineer and very motivated that she wanted to continue work, but also having a family and children and having her life ahead of her. What she told me is that she wants the most aggressive treatment that exists. And that was definitely, she was very determined, whatever it takes to get herself into the position that she could tolerate adjuvant aggressive chemotherapy, even if it takes potentially cutting down on work, etc.